Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to my beautiful planet Earth. I want to welcome you to It's All About You, the radio program that is celebrating life, prosperity, and unlimited potential. And of course, I'm Darian, your host. I'm excited today for some reason. I don't know, it's really pretty here in Philadelphia. I'm just feeling great. One of my 10,000 jobs is to walk this little poodle right around the corner. And I walked her today, so she sort of lifts my spirits. But I really think I'm on the moon, too, because of this beautiful book. My guest today is Rebecca Freedom McClaskey. And she's author of this. I'm not making this up. This is just a beautiful book to even look at. It's almost like if you have high blood pressure to go down just by looking at the picture of the cover. It's gorgeous. Breakup Rehab, Creating the Love You Want. And we'll get right into the show because we only have 30 minutes today, and I don't want to waste too much time. So welcome to the show, Rebecca. How are you?
Oh, well, hey to everybody.
And congratulations on your new book. This is really a pretty book. And I know I'm going on and on about how pretty it is. But in the top upper corner, it says friendly, comforting, and helpful. And that was a comment made by Dr. Romance, Tina B. Tessina. She's a PhD. And, you know, that's exactly what I felt when I actually looked at the book. It was very comforting. It was like a book I wanted to just snuggle up with. Was that your intention when you put the cover together?
Yeah, so the original, I self-published this book. So the original manuscript and the original book looked like the zombie apocalypse. It just looked like angry and like the end of the world was coming and there was going to be like, you know, vampires and werewolves So the second time around, I was like, we really have to have a cheerful, uplifted sort of energy to it, because really that's the point of the steps of the breakup rehab steps, is to be helpful and uplifting. So the cover reflects that.
It really does. And I'm not just saying it. You know, I do talk a lot, but no, I really mean it. So exactly what is breakup rehab?
So Breakup Rehab is a 12-step program that I really got inspiration from AA, from the 12 steps, and I've been going through a breakup, and I was like, why isn't there 12 steps for breakup? So I sat down, and I read through the 12 steps of AA, and I just was like, well, these almost apply, but they need to be more contemporary. So I made the 12 steps for Breakup Rehab and process to help people go from what I say the suck, the horrible, awful parts of breakup, into really being able to create the love that they want.
I wanted to know, one of the questions I had was, with a breakup from, say, a loved one, a romantic breakup relationship, are the steps the same with that as with, say, two friends, maybe you're not romantically involved, but you're together as pals? Do you go through those same steps, or are they totally different?
It's a great question. If like a breakup from a friendship is the same as like a romantic breakup. And ultimately, the relationships are coming to an end either way. Mm. So the steps would apply in both ways. But and you know, one step, like, for instance, trust yourself, trust your authentic self, may apply a little bit differently when breaking up with a friend versus live your purpose. Because when you break up with a romantic partner, you often feel like you have no purpose, or you feel just directionless. So different lie differently in those situations, but the whole 12-step process applies to both of those situations.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. In your book, you say that readers will come to understand that what happens to you happens for you. Can you explain that? I think I have the idea.
Yeah. What happens to you happens for you. So this is something that I quote myself to myself as a writer, you sort of like get out of your own way and you're really channeling creative energy or spirit or God or whatever you want to say. So that was a line that really came through me. And what it means is that sort of to surrender, you know, the things that are happening in our lives, we always tend to like resist them. We're like, no, I want it to happen like this, or I have this desire, I want it to look this way. Why is this happening to me? And that phrase, what happens to us, happens for us, is really saying like, hey, you're exactly where you need to be. Everything's going to be okay. Have faith. It's all unfolding. There's a gift here in the middle of all this pain.
Very good. I have these questions written in front of me, and I want to read them, but I don't want to come off like I'm reading anything to you, but I guess it doesn't matter as long as we get the point right.
Yeah, as long as we get the point. Yeah.
In the preface, you address the idea of destiny. What mm-hmm. is your interpretation of destiny and how it plays a part in our experience of relationships and breakups? I'm really tongue-tied tonight. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Well, you're just killing it on the questions. These are like, what is the idea of destiny? So, like, no big deal. I just, like, tackled some of the biggest questions possible, like the meaning of our lives and romantic love and destiny. I just packed it in a book, but I made it totally readable, you know, tried to really, like, throw some humor in there, too, so that we could all get on board. But to answer the question, what's destiny is, if you really think about being human, like the human experience, just being on Earth, it's a blank slate. Like, it's just this giant, like, we could just choose from so many different things. So many different things. And granted, where we are born, who we're born to, our, you know, race, creed, nationality, those things kind of set us up for a certain trajectory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're really poor, that's going to be a certain lifestyle versus otherwise. So destiny has kind of everything to do with the body you're born in. Like, I was born Italian-Irish, so I have a temper.
Oh
my God. You know, and that sets me up for a certain, that's why I joke probably why I'm still single. It sets me up for a certain, like, trajectory in life, being like a white female versus mm-hmm. something else. And so I really think destiny has everything to do with the bodies that we're born into. And then the second part of it is, well, when it comes to love and relationship, it's like, what do we do with those bodies?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we decide, we make choices. We're just like, I like that body over there is great. Not to like be reductionist about it, but we're all just a bunch of bodies like running into each other.
Oh,
sometimes
yeah.
Repeatedly.
That's interesting. I don't know. I would have thought you were part Native American. I don't. It's interesting.
Mm.
Has anyone ever mm-hmm. said that? Or you say you're Italian?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Irish.
Italian Irish. Yeah. I
Italian,
get. I
Irish.
Get a. I get a mix. I get a mix. Some people think I'm Persian. Some people just a little bit more. I don't know. Just like a sort of mixed bag of things. So,
yeah.
But as far as I know, my ancestry is Italian and Irish. And,
that's pretty cool. It must be the dark
yeah.
hair and. You know, the features and all.
mm-hmm.
That's pretty
mm-hmm.
cool, though. Now, I thought this was a really interesting statement. You say that the first stage of a breakup is, I'm going to put the little quotes up, the end of us and the beginning of me. Can you
mm-hmm.
explain that a little more? I think I got what you're saying. It sounds really deep, but can you mm-hmm. explain that for me?
Yeah, we can dig in for sure. So it's just like the work. Okay, so it's like the hardest part because when you find somebody and you start to like them and then you open your heart to them and you fall in love, you create this new thing called us, right? The relationship, like this. We're doing this. We're going here. This is like what we like and you become a couple and it becomes like the new part of your identity and who you are and how you operate in the world is you have this like, you both have this shared sort of extension of yourselves out in the world doing things together. But when a relationship ends, that goes away. It's not like Rebecca and Joe, or, you know, or Jane and Fred, or, you know, or Fred and Fred anymore, you know, or Jane and Jane. Let's just get it all in there. like, it's not, it's like the configuration changes. And so really what happens is that ends, that part ends where you were like, I was a couple. And then this new thing happens where you have to really become more of who you are. You have to become more yourself. It's the beginning of me, just me. Like, who am I now that I'm not part of this couple?
Wow. I'm just sitting here thinking as you're talking, I wish to God I had this book a few years ago, because I went through a lot of mess with people. I mean, even just regular friendships, but then a few romantic ones here and there, too. And I'm telling you, I was awful when it was over, you know. You offer the 12 steps, and you say the first one, the first step is let go and forgive. And why is that important?
Well, I want to just address real quick to you about like the end of relationships and just like how painful it. I can't even tell you how many people have told me, where was your book 3 years ago? And
oh,
where was
wow.
your book 2 years ago? And I needed that like last month. And what I wanted to say to everybody who's listening, no matter, like, you may have like broken up and then you're in a good relationship now or whatever, read this book anyway. Read it anyway. Or if you're going through a series of like marathon dating, it's just not working out, like read this book anyway, because for the exact reasons you're saying, like all the pain that creates, right? Going through the steps of breakup rehab really, 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 really helps heal the pain. And to the point of the very first step, step one, forgive and let go. Like that's how you usher in the beginning of like having a better life, feeling better about yourself, having more self-esteem, letting go of your daddy or mommy issues or both. Like, you know, we all have them. We're all screwed up, especially therapists.
Really. Yeah. especially, you're right about that.
especially therapists. I know I am one. I definitely have my issues. So forgiveness is really for yourself. It's not for other people. It's for yourself, so you're not like drinking the poison and hoping it kills somebody else, you know?
Right. Yeah, a lot of people think that forgiveness is like you're condoning what the other person did to you. Like you're okay with it, you know, no matter what went on, even if they treated you badly, if you forgive them, you're saying, okay, you can. It's okay, you can walk all over top of me. I'm okay with that. But that's not what it's about, is it?
No, I would, oh my God, like going through a breakup, like the worst is you just get stuck on the past. You just sit there and you're like, well, what if I would have done this differently? Well, let's say you're the person who did the breaking up, because that's a whole other, we're talking to a whole other energy there. If you did the breaking up, a lot of times at first you'll be like, that was the right, I don't want anything serious. I just want a casual relationship. I'm not ready for a relationship. So I can't be with somebody who's clingy. And you'll feel like, great, I just, you know, let her go and that was the right thing to do, or I let him go. But then as time passes, you start to think, am I going to have to settle? Did I let go of a good thing? Should I go back?
Right.
I feel, and then you feel guilty because you're like, oh, I really did care about that person. I hurt their feelings. They probably are thinking of me like I'm a horrible person. Maybe I am a horrible person. I'll just never have the love I want. I'm not lovable. I'm too much. I'm not enough. We all go through it. And the person who got broken up with is just sitting there being all like, how do I get that person back who broke up with me? It's a mess. And we're so stuck on the past. We get so stuck on the past. The only way to move forward is to forgive.
You're so right. Oh, my goodness. I'm just thinking of all these different people I've, it sounds crazy. I mean, like, how many people you have? My God. But when you're saying all of that, you're right. It was really a mess. Sounding dramatic, but I really thought at one point I couldn't even go on after some of those breakups. You know, now I think back on it and laugh, like, oh, please, you know?
You know, well, Madea says it, like, Tyler Perry's character says it best. She's like, I would rather be... She's like, there's two places you can have peace, in the grave or in your home. And she's like, it's crazy how much people will do just to have someone around to say that they love them. She's like, I'd rather be in a corner with a puppy and a goldfish and be at peace.
Ask someone. Right.
But we all do that. So many people would rather just have someone there, even if it's not the right person, even if it's an abusive person, they'll be like, at least I have somebody.
Right, exactly. Yes, yes. And I wish I could do all the steps, but I will be here all night. We only have 30 minutes. But step two talks about trust your authentic self. So what is the role of the authentic self when it comes to breakups and relationships?
Oh, man, how hard is it to trust yourself after you've gone through a breakup?
Yeah.
It's like the worst. Your self-esteem is in the tank.
Yes, it is.
You think, I'm never going to love again. That was the best I could do. You know, I'm a screw-up. The worst. The worst. And then most of the time what people do, because we feel so bad, is we'll go eat ice cream. We'll go hook up with somebody else. We'll pester our ex. You know, some of us are really crazy. We're not going to even talk about that whole faction of people that, you know, start stabbing tires or whatever else. You get crazy, okay? So trusting, like, maybe slow down. That's trusting yourself. It's like to slow down and know, like, you're going to be okay. Okay, just don't do anything right now. Like, don't necessarily try to fix it or change it. Like, I really, the reason this is, it's like almost a 12-step process too, because you need 12 weeks. You need in and around that time to really, like, get your mind right, get your life right. Like, if this relationship's going to work, if you're going to get back together, or if you're going to really work on it, you need to, like, you have to have, like, dedicated time and ultimately, you take that time so you can trust yourself again. So you can be like, why was I such a dum-dum that I dated that person, you know, versus being like, oh, I want them back.
Yeah, you're right, exactly.
take a knee, you know, slow down so you can actually, like, hear your own, that still small voice in your head that's like, calm down. It's all going to work out. Don't go fast. Like, just trust yourself. It's going to be okay.
Can you share with us, now that you talk about that, can you share with us, when I say us, me and the listeners all over the place, tell us about the try again mantra that you offer in the book? Yeah.
Woo. Oh, man, how many of us just get with our, I mean, girls definitely do this. We get together and we're just like, men are so stupid. They're just stupid. They just don't know what they want. And except we just are sitting here like wanting a boyfriend. It's like the most asinine thing where we're just like, men are just dumb. They're just idiots, but I want one so bad. Right?
Yeah.
Or guys will be like, she's trifling. She didn't get me. She was so demanding. She caused too much pressure, too much drama. But I want a girlfriend. I want a wife. I want one. It drives me crazy, but I want one.
You're crazy.
I mean, I've field tested this. I had a whole year of dating people from Tinder. It was the stupidest, most, it was a shit show. It was like a circus. But so I get it. We're just all like, I want this so bad, but it's terrible. I hate it, but I want it. So that's why
exactly.
I'm saying. You have to be brave. Like, and be brave means to be, like, when you get hurt, when you go after the thing that you want or you try and it doesn't work out, you don't shut down. Like, don't call the other person stupid. Don't blame them, you know. We're all human. We're all just trying to figure this thing out. Now, granted, people do some awful things to each other. But to be brave is to just take responsibility and be like, this is my life. Ain't no one gets to tell me or dictate to me how I'm going to live it. The big old tattoos, like the thug life, only God can judge me, like neck tattoos.
Right.
So you be brave. You be brave. You say, listen, in the face of all this disaster, in the face of, like, my relationship falling apart, and, man, do some of them fall apart hard, I won't give up. I won't lay down. I'll take the time needed to heal, but when that time has passed, I'll pick myself back up and I'll try again.
Now this is my favorite step. I don't know, for some reason it resonated with me. Face your fears with love. Mm. Now, how can we bring love to our fears?
Mhm. Well, let's all just take a deep breath here, because we're all just running around, you know, scared.
You are so real, and you're right. That's the thing.
We're all scared.
Yes.
All of us. None of us know what's going on, you know? Like, and in lieu of just this year, 2017, like, obviously, I just want to make mention of the life that's unfolding right now. We have got the hurricanes, fires, all the natural disaster stuff. We have all the political stuff going on. We have, you know, the Middle East, North Korea. Like, life is scary.
Yes.
It's scary. Like, it's normal. And our bodies are wired to survive. We're animals. Like, we're, aside from our bigger brains and opposable, with jobs. So, like, it's normal. It's actually normal to be scared. It's normal to, like, and we want to get in a relationship with somebody. We want to, like, have romantic love because we think, oh, that's not going to be scary. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Loving somebody who can eventually let you down, leave you, cheat on you, hurt you, you know, who's another human being, that's scary. That is scary shit. That is just...
Yeah.
That is terrifying, you know, but we all run after it. So the reason this steps in the book, especially when going through a breakup, is because you got to love yourself. You got to love yourself through those fears. You got to know you're a child of God, that life is, you know, it's unfolding right on time. The whole reason we're supposed to be here is to learn. We're not supposed to just arrive ever, you know, you just keep learning. You're not the same person at 5 years old you are at 50 years old. There's
right.
a whole lot of stuff that happens in between. So grace and mercy and love, and just to bring that to yourself when you're afraid. Be like, duh, life is scary, but I don't have to live in fear because I have love on my side.
Mm-hmm. Through all of this, which I really love, you say that we're endowed with the ability to will magic.
Mm.
Now tell me more about that. That I like. It sounds like we have some power within us that we can use during all of this.
Yeah. So magic stops when our, you know, our magic starts when our minds sort of like let go a little bit. Because when you go through a breakup, our brains become like a mad scientist, that we just give it a question like, why me? Why did this happen? It'll spend like all day and all night and every waking moment thinking about that person, you know, why did this happen to me? And it's just a waste of energy.
Yes.
It's wasted energy, right? It's just exhausting. It's hard on the body. It's stressful. We just do anything to get rid of it. So magic is when you surrender. When you let go, when you've done everything you could do, you begged, you bled, you borrowed, you've just, you know, prayed to the universe, you've made your vision board, you know, you've done everything. You made your, like, list of the ideal mate, you've been to therapy, you've done everything. Just let go, and that's where the magic shows up. That's when, so our ability to wield magic is really, like, to first, like, let go, and let there be spaciousness. And then in that space, like, you'll start to feel the inspiration. You'll start to feel like this guidance come over your life. And that really is how you do it.
I love it. You know, your advice is so practical. It's not woo-woo, poof-poof. You know what I mean? It makes sense. It's real.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't believe the way this time is flying. We have like 4 minutes. Let me see.
Woo!
I know, right? It's so crazy. What is the difference between pride and being proud?
Well, given we have 4 minutes left, I'm going to invite everybody to dig in and grab the book. and to find that out for themselves,
mm-hmm.
find like dig in and really and get into the 12 steps, you know, get in and work the steps, as they say in AA, it works if you work it.
Yes.
And to the point of being practical, like, yes, I have a background. I was raised by a pastor. And I was born in Christian church, went to a Christian school, but I was raised, but before my parents were, you know, before they were in the church, they were hippies and they did a bunch of drugs and they rode around the United States on their motorcycle. And so I come from this like crazy stock where I really get that life, life is big. It's big and you can live a big life and your breakup doesn't have to be. And it, like you said, it makes you feel like you want to end it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Life is over. It's not over. It is not over. You just work those steps and you live that big life, that big, big life that's like waiting for you.
Mm. Man. I guess you're sick and tired of hearing that "Where Was Your Book" all those years ago and all that. I'm telling you, you got some really good stuff in this book.
Mm.
Well, I wonder why. Do you think that is it because maybe the times have changed? I mean, I've read relationship books before. They're
mm-hmm.
not like this. You're not like mm-hmm. a lot of people I've heard in the past. I mean, they were stuffy and there was a whole lot of. It was almost like reading encyclopedias, but you know, you just spit it all out. Here it is, boom. You know, and that's what I love about it.
That's why I nicknamed myself Freedom. You know, because
yes.
for me, freedom
yes.
is beyond love. Freedom is beyond like peace. Freedom is like the greatest. Oh, when we can just be so, because we're afraid of people who live free. We're like, you, why are you doing that? But you can't do that. Why are you doing that? You can't. And I'm just like, I came here to live my life.
Yeah.
I came here to live my life. And I came here to be free. And I have been endowed with a gift God gave me to be an artist and to be a mouthpiece. And let me just say, I have screwed up a lot. Plenty of times, you know. Like, but at the same time, it's like one of my favorite things is, by Steve Marbarley, Marbolier, how he says his name, he's like, your setback is your stage for your comeback.
Mm.
So to everybody going through a breakup who is just texting and tweeting and Snapchatting and freaking Facebook stalking and just like sad or just hooking up with the next random person or whose marriages are falling apart, like no one is wrong here. None of us. We are all in this together, and we are all trying to figure it out one day, one step at a time.
Wow, you are so right. You know, it's funny, back when you just said about the freedom thing, that fear,
mm-hmm.
I have a friend who's he's a dancer. Well, not dancer as in professional, he just likes to dance. And usually if it's at a party or some type of club, somewhere during the night, he'll always end up somewhere in the middle of the floor spinning around with everybody around him in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked like he's in heaven. And he can really dance. And you could just feel different. Oh, look at him. Oh, sit down. You know, and you're sitting
mm-hmm.
there. But you could feel that hate. Like, oh, I wish I could just do that. Because I used to, until we became friends, I used to be one of those people. So I would sit your butt down. But inside my heart, I wish I could just get out there and just spin around like that and not care what anybody thinks about me. It's just amazing. But you're right. It's fear there, that freedom, you know. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I poured my heart and soul into this book. I love this book. Like, it's something in my own breakups that I've gone through since this book has come out. Like, I've gone back and I'm like, dang, this is really helpful. So, like, this is going to work. And it really is. And so, you know, beyond just the book, I am a clinical counselor. I do have my master's in counseling. So I help people. I'm a breakup specialist. So I help people
yes.
through their whole transition. Like, I have a website and programs, and people really can plug in and get the
mm-hmm.
help that they need.
And give me your website really quick.
Sure. Yeah. It's RebeccaFreedom.com. That's REBEK ahfreedom.com. I have the website, and then also I have an online breakup rehab support group that they can connect through the website.
Terrific. Great. Well, thank you so much for joining me. This was exactly how I expected it to be for some reason. I knew it would be fun. I knew we'd just sit back, chit-chat, and it's like a phone call, you know, just talking with a friend. I really appreciate it. And normally, when I'm saying this on air, but normally when I end the show, I always call after the show off the air and say thank you. But my cat is hungry, and I got to run to the store and get cat food. And she's like ready to jump on me.
Yes.
So I'm
going to
say thank you now, and that way when I end the show, I can zip on out of here. But thank you so much, and I hope you come back on in the future, because I like to have people on at least twice, you know.
Yeah, my pleasure. Feel free to reach out to New World Library, and
Terrific.
We'll talk again, and have a great night.
You too, and thanks again. Be blessed.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.